Doctors and trial lawyers are often at odds when it comes to issues of medical liability, but they're both warning lawmakers to keep their hands off the injured patient's compensation fund. Doctors pay into the fund so they'll have a safety net available in case they're sued and their regular insurance won't cover the damage. State Trial Lawyers Association President Robert Joskowski says when malpractice does occur, that money is meant to be there to compensate victims. He says it's not there for lawmakers to use as they please.
You know, the idea that our legislators want to balance the state budget on the backs of these patients and their families whose lives have been turned upside down by these errors is just terrible public policy. It hurts patients, it hurts doctors, and it hurts the public.
The fund reported assets of around $750 million a year ago, but it also reported nearly $690 million in total liabilities. Wisconsin Medical Association lobbyist Mark Grappentin says that's why you can't just assume the fund is flush.
You can't just say, well, there's a lot of cash in the till, and therefore, if I take $200 out of it, you know, no one's going to notice. It doesn't work that way. And there's a fiduciary responsibility to make sure that there's enough money in that fund to pay off potential claims.
Grappentin says there could be even more pressure on the fund because of a 2005 Supreme Court ruling that struck down Wisconsin's old medical malpractice caps. Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch wouldn't confirm that Republicans had discussed any fund transfer. Governor Jim Doyle originally proposed moving $175 million out of the fund to pay for health care for the poor. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.